Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What you doing?
Trying on glasses with Zenni's 3D virtual try-on.
Wow, that's pretty cool. But those glasses kind of make you look like your Uncle Bob.
Oh, not exactly the look I was going for. Okay, how about these clear glasses? Oh, or these round ones?
Very on trend. I like both on you.
You know, I also like these aviator sunglasses.
Wait, are those the actual prices? I say get all of them.
Seriously, why not, right?
Oh, now I want new glasses.
Zenni.com, quality prescription glasses starting at $6.95.
It's time! With Bruce Buffer. And now, it's time for the voice of mixed martial arts.
We are live!
It's Bruce Buffer.
Bruce Buffer.
From the shores of Malibu where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China, and back to the streets of Las Vegas where the UFC is coming. We are live. This is It's Time Radio, the show where we talk about what you think about but may be afraid to voice. Do not worry. We will voice it for you. We talk about everything on It's Time. We talk about President Trump, COVID-19, politics, sex, drugs, rock and roll, movie, TV, UFC. You name it, we talk about it. We're here with a very good show today. I'm here with my partner and co-host, TJ DeSantis. TJ, how are you?
Trying not to have a coronary because the audio right now is a little bit crazy. That's what happens when you're a radio guy and you start producing things on Zoom during a pandemic, but we'll get through it.
All right, sounds good. Well, it's worth it because right now we have a very special guest. We've got the UFC fighter, a man who's going to fight for the championship belt, the middleweight division, Paulo Costa, along with his manager, his business manager, Tal Farhi. And hi, Tal. Hi, Paulo. Bon dia,
Paulo. It's very good to be here. Thank you for having me here with you guys. HJ, thank you. Tal is my big friend. This guy is a machine, a real machine. He's very smart. He thinks so fast, so quickly. And Bruce, thank you. I'm so glad.
Very happy to have you on, Paulo. And above all, before I forget, of course, Mama Buffer says hi. Okay. I said, give you her best. She
president,
loves you, Paulo.
President of the fan club, I believe.
Yeah. President of the Paulo Costa fan club is my mother, Connie Buffer. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, guys, sorry. I am on the middle of my mat. So I could be here with no sheets and these stuffs.
Man, sorry. We're interrupting the man here who's on a mission for gold, Buff. Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
you
know, training for me.
Your big fight is in September, Paulo, with Israel Adesanya. I know there's been a lot of buildup. I know there's been a lot of talk back and forth. Is there truly bad blood between you?
Yes, this is true. It's not fake. I cannot like that guy. I think we not have nothing in common. You know, I think he's not respectful guy. And he talks a lot bad things. He talk a lot about the Twin Towers on America. So I feel bad for the people. I am not American, but even I feel a great feelings for the American people. So I think this is not a correct action from a champion, a UFC champion. So that's why I don't agree with him.
Yeah. Well, you know, things have been said back and forth. Now, when you're in a situation with a fighter like Israel Adesanya, who you do not like, as you say, does this make a difference in your attitude towards the fight, how you want to fight him, and how you want to beat him? Do you get emotional during these times, or is it business only?
You know, you cannot separate 100% the stuff, the feelings. I have a little bit emotion on this fight, but I know I need to be cold, you know, to make my strategy, my game plan, and my skills show up to make a real good fight. Right. I pretend, yeah, can you understand what I mean? Okay.
Yep.
So that's it. But you know, when I go inside the cage, I try to use like 20% of my angry against him to help me go so fierce and you know, knock him out.
Now, when you look at it, when you look at Israel Adesanya and you realize the way he fights, you realize the way he punches, how he has taken people out, you have a great ability to handle a punch, Paulo. Your physicality, your conditioning is amazing. I've seen you 40 pounds overweight, and I look at you now and you're like ready to go right now. You trim down amazingly so. Your training is very strenuous, very, very strong. How is the training going to be different when you're thinking about a Muay Thai fighter like Adesanya? And the fact that he uses his reach so much to keep you away. Do you have a certain way that you plan on fighting him in this case? Or is it just the old Paulo Costa, go in there and just get it done?
No. Need to pay attention on his reach, of course. Because he's so long, maybe the most tall guy, maybe he has the most reach on this division. So I need to cut the angles, not go just forward, you know, just need to go to the angle, like right or left, to make like a counter power, you know, when he straight his jab or he straight, I need to pass my head for the side of his hand to touch him with my hands or my kicks. So I brought two big guys here, the same size of Adesanya. One guy is taller than Adesanya, so I'm pretty with him. I will be prepared. I will be, you know, my team and me and myself, we know already what we need to do to beat him, to beat his reach.
I also think the fact that you fought Uriah Hall, you know, when you did fight him back in 2018, looking at your record and the people that you fought, it was probably the first person that you fought that was of a Muay Thai or a kickboxing type status and style. And Uriah Hall, you took out with the TKO and punches. And when you did do it, you know, it was basically in the second round. In that first round with Uriah Hall fighting the way he fights, did that cause you any issues when he came at you?
Yes, yeah. You know, some guys don't give a good credit to Uriah Hall as you do. You do a good credit to Hall because to me he is very very fast, very quickly. So have a good skills, and maybe he faster than Adesanya. Adesanya is tall, but Uriah Hall has good skills, and I can handle for him. So I believe that everything is strategy, you know, how you make these things happen. I went forward like a Paulo Costa, pam pam pam, against Uriah Hall because he has the same reach of me. So I hasn't this problem against him, but against Adesanya, I need to pay a little bit attention on his reach. After that, I will be inside, and so I will do what I do of the best is, you know, go a raw power and try to finish the fight with body shots and headshots.
Right, and any interest to take him to the ground? Sorry, TJ. Interest to take him to the ground?
Sorry?
Do you have any interest in taking him to the ground, or do you want to keep him standing up?
This can be a good way. I'm training jiu-jitsu right now, wrestling with my guys here, my training partners. So I will be able to put him down.
Gotcha. Go ahead, TJ.
There's a saying, you're only as good as your last fight. And, you know, I think that's unfair because if we look at Israel Adesanya, we know he's a very good fighter. But in his last fight against Yoel Romero. A lot of people were critical of his performance. What were your thoughts, Paulo, about Israel's fight against Romero? And do you think that he will have any sort of similar approach against you coming up in September? Will he be more of a counter fighter or someone who sits back like he did in the Romero fight?
So I don't understand the.
So okay, we'll take care of it.
No. It's fine. Let me shorten it up a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
In his last fight with Romero, Israel was a little hesitant. He was slower. He wasn't aggressive. Do you feel like he'll be like that with you, or do you think he'll be more aggressive?
If my next fight would be so aggressive, it would be.
Ele tá falando o seguinte. Ele falou para ele tá perguntando para ti se tu acha que o Israel vai ser menos agressivo como ele foi na última luta dele.
Can be. I don't know what happened on his mind because he freeze against Romero, right? I don't know what happened on his mind on you know what he thought. I really don't know. But I will not, the difference between my next fight against him and his last fight against Romero is because I will not be stand like Romero, you know, stood. If he freezes, I will keep pressure, keep pushing him, you know? So, because I'm not afraid to be gas out.
Como búfalo. Como búfalo.
Like a buffalo. Not like a buffalo. I will be smart in buffalo, but with same power.
Yes.
Yes, buffalo. These guys call me, how you say, Brazilian bull?
Brazilian bull. Brazilian bull. That's not his nickname. It's just, it talks about his strength and his going forward mentality.
Yes. Yeah,
it's a good nickname. I mean, if you wanted to use that, it's a pretty good nickname.
It's a second nickname. We'll call it.
It's not a nickname, just a trademark like that.
There you go.
It's a trademark. We'll show you guys on Friday what it's all about.
There we go. Yeah. Buffer knows all about trademarks.
Oh, yeah, I do. Don't worry. All good.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, if he stood off the front of me, it would be a great mistake. From him, you know, he cannot stood, you know, front of me. He cannot, so he needs to move a lot. He needs to move a lot. That's why I think he refused to fight on UFC Apex because it's small cage, maybe. You know, and I cannot be sure, but I think that. I think Let's, he. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Let me jump in here real quick.
Go ahead, TJ.
I'm curious. You know, you mentioned the Apex. That's one of the byproducts of this pandemic. You know, there are fights being held there. How has the pandemic and COVID-19 affected you, Paulo? No worries. I think his phone's even afraid of this man. He doesn't want anything to do with him.
That's right. The girls like the picture he put up.
I think he saw Tamara come right behind him, and he dropped the phone. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
No worries. How has COVID-19 impacted you in your training, Paulo? Has it had an effect on you?
Como é que se afetou o teu treinamento o COVID aí? Como é que tá no Brasil?
Obrigado. Yes, affect a little bit because we need to stop the gym. You know, need to close the gym here. We not have our students come. Just my training partners, you know, we put the people that I need on each training. So we have here now three coaches and three sparrings. That's it. So, but after all, not affect too much. You know, I can still training. I can still on good shape. Lost weight, and the things here going well. Not so good, you know. We have a little bit. We need to be careful to not have a lot of contact with other people. But After all, he's good. He's
okay. Yeah, it's important to be careful down there right now because, as we all know, Brazil is a major hotspot for COVID-19. It's very dangerous down there right now as far as, you know, getting it. So you stay safe and train safe when you're doing that. We need you fresh, and we need you COVID clean, and we need you ready to rock and roll in the octagon against Israel Adesanya in September. I got a really big question for you, though, Paulo. You and I are friends, and we've been out to dinner a couple of times in the last, you know, 8 months or so. And one thing you expressed to me, if I can bring it up on the thing, I know that many women are happy for you, but they're also unhappy the fact that you have a wonderful girlfriend and you're in a very serious relationship. But you did tell me that if you win the championship, you may have a very special announcement or a question to ask your girlfriend when you win the belt. Is that still in your head?
Yeah, it's still in my head. My plan to be married with her. She's a very good girl. She helped me a lot. You know, she loves you, Bruce. She loves Tal also. You are a good friend of mine, of us. And I believe that. I believe after get the belt, I'd like to fight one more time on this year. You know, if God bless me, I beat Adesanya. Everything going well, not injuries. I'd like to fight one more time in December. But after that, on New Year, after all this crazy stuff of COVID-19, I plan to get married.
That's awesome, Paulo. Make sure that you let me know, as you will, and I want to do something very special for your wedding.
Of course, my friend. Of course.
Absolutely. Very, very special for you. Paulo, what is going to be – is this going to be the most exciting moment in your life when you – put that belt around your waist, being that that happens that night? I mean, is this something you dream about and live for every day? Is it like the most motivating factor in your life you've ever experienced is to do that? Not just beating the man, Israel Adesanya, in the perfect world, putting that gold, feeling Dana White put that belt around you. I would have to think that as a fighter, as every fighter dreams about it, this is something you must fantasize about every single day of your life to motivate you to do the training that you're doing.
Yes. Yes, no doubt about that. This is my biggest goal from my whole life. I was a kid, watch TV, seeing you and the shows of UFC. It's actually a big dream from my since I was very young. So my next step is fight. I try not think about that, about this fight with a lot of emotion like that. This is the huge fight, the fight of my life. But I know the real what this means to me, you know, is the big thing. But I try not make this terrible my performance.
I doubt your performance is going to be terrible, Paulo. I'm sure you're going to be in there top notch. You're going to give it your all. You're going to put it all on the line. And, you know, there's so much going on in your life. You're fighting for the championship. You're fighting for pride. You're fighting for honor. At the same time, your manager, Tal Farhi, he has a movie being made about you, a documentary.
Yes. I just like to say I fight for not only to me, you know, to my whole family. We came from a part of Brazil is a pool party, a pool part of Brazil, you know, the pool.
Or is a pool party, or party.
Yes, and so I need to fight for my family, for the people, and show for the kids around my city, around my house, everything possible. If the people believe on himself and with hard work, they can do what he wants. That's my big goal.
Absolutely. I'm with you all the way on that. And I do think that you're working your way with what I call the it factor that you have. And you could be one of the best role models in the sport of UFC and mixed martial arts. Stick to your guns, Paulo. Stick to everything you're doing. Don't change your ways. Train hard. I'm looking forward to a great fight in September. May the best man win. You know, I'm there as an equal opportunity. I'm going to announce you and Israel in the same fashion, but I want to see a great fight, and it would be fantastic to see you win the championship because I know how much it means to you. And of course, Israel is, you know, carrying that belt and that gold so proudly now. But may the best man win that night. But I'll be there for you, my friend. Tal, give us just a quick, you know, minute, because we got to go here on the movie sure. that you're making with Paulo.
So we're working on a lot of things outside the octagon, as you said, Bruce. And we're very fortunate to have a subject like Paulo Costa, who can meet many people's requirements when it comes to branding and marketing. So we decided to create an opportunity. We have an opportunity to create a film that really goes inside his life from when he was 9 years old all the way to right now at 29 years old, and give you guys the inside scoop of what Paulo the Eraser Costa Borashina, and why he fights for his family and the honor and his country. And so it's going to be like a version of you know, like almost like a Rocky for Brazil, but it's for everybody around the world to see who Paulo Costa is. And we were looking for a voice for the movie, but we don't know what we're going to do. So we're hoping that some guy will join us in the film and narrate it for us. So we'll see. We're going to find that guy.
No
that
way guy he's was, talking about Bruce Buffer. I mean, no, that's my gig. That's my gig. In a world where Paulo Costa has dominated the world. Get ready.
Well, it happens to be Bruce Buffer. Bruce, can I announce what? It?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. All right, Bruce Buffer is the narrator for this film. And we also have some wonderful people in it. And it'll be very surprising people that will pop up in it that'll do jiu-jitsu and spar with Paulo. But more importantly, you're going to get to know Paulo Costa, and you're going to get to see a real champion on the big screen.
Well, if you need a fat, pasty white guy, I'm your guy.
I have to recommend to you that that's not your intro every time you sell yourself for a job, but it works.
I actually think you don't look fat or pasty at all right now, man, because you
Zoom takes off 48 pounds. You didn't know?
Well, listen, guys, we've got to wrap, and Paulo's got to get back to training.
One more thing, Bruce. We've got a website coming out on Friday. Paulo's website is going to be called BrazilianBull.com. And that is going to be a website where you can buy the most amazing eraser clothes that you can ever see. And we're going to be giving a portion of the website profits, a real big portion, to charities in favelas in Rio, in Belo, in all the different Minas Gerais. And we're going to give some of that money right to them before the fight. So we want Very everybody cool. to buy clothes on this fight. Awesome. Website, and you guys will see some amazing products.
BrazilianBull.com. We're on it. I'm ready.
I like that. BrazilianBull.com. Make a tweet about it. I'll retweet it out for you and Paul.
Yeah, it'll be launching on Friday.
Fantastic. I can't wait for my extra large shipment.
Hey, Mama Buffer, first. She gets the first shirt.
Oh, she's okay. Probably already made her orders. My goodness.
Your mother gets the first shirt, Bruce.
Thank you. Mama Buffer, you know, she's waiting for that. She'll wear that with pride every time. Believe me, the night Paulo fights, she'll be in that shirt watching. My mom puts on a UFC shirt just to watch the pay-per-views, but she's not going to not put on Paulo Costa's shirt. Trust me.
You need to send a special things to his mom, with my signature. And I will go there, give for my hands to her.
Is that's nice.
You're beautiful.
So beautiful. It's amazing.
Thank you, Paulo. Thank you. She's going to probably tear up when she watches the podcast hearing you say that about her. It's very nice of you. Paulo, I think you're a very special man. I think you're a very special fighter. But in our friendship and getting to know you, I really think you're a very, very special man. And I hope you continue that as you go on to greater greatness for yourself. And my best wishes to you and your family, to you and your girlfriend getting married, to you realizing all the ultimate happiness and goals that you want to achieve in life. And Tal, take care of him. You're a great guy too. And you're my friend also. And I know you take good care of him. So gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show. Paulo, I can't wait to be in the octagon with you, Paulo. I can't wait to be in the octagon.
I can't wait to be here and to you say, and new. Okay, my friend.
We'll I will save it for that night.
Here from you, that will be, you know, a compliment of all my dreams. You know, get my belt and hear you say and kneel. Okay, can't wait. Thank you very much.
Obrigado, my friend.
Advancements in the medical field are giving nurses faster, more effective results than ever before. They should expect the same from their education too.
Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format allows you to set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move faster through your program. So the faster you move, the more money you save. When you're ready, we'll be here. Visit capella.edu for a trial course at no cost to you. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Safeway. Exciting news! Safeway, Chevron, and Texaco are offering even more savings at the pump. Now through September 8th, shop at Safeway and redeem up to $1 per gallon in gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations and at Safeway fuel stations. Shop Safeway this week and earn up to $1 per gallon in gas rewards. This is Stephanie from Safeway, and we'll see you soon. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons for a limited time. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details in-store or at Safeway.com.
Bon dia. Okay,
bon dia. Bon dia. So, bye.
Well, that was a lot of fun, TJ. You know, Paulo Costa is one of my favorite fighters amongst all the many favorite fighters, which pretty much is every fighter because I love all the fighters so much. But, you know, certain people do stand out. And aside from being a gentle giant, or as Joe Rogan puts it, the finest looking male human being on the face of the earth, or whatever he said.
Right, yeah.
And then, you know, when I talk about things like, and he means it, you know, it's a beautiful thing to see a man who has the world by his tail, who go play the bachelor of the world, you know, if that's possible in COVID-19 status right now. But all he wants to do is be successful, take care of his family,
right,
and marry the woman who he's truly in love with. And look how he talked about my mom, okay?
Right,
he's not just going to send a T-shirt. He comes to L.A. all the time. Right. He already visited her once at his house, surprised her. And when he says he's going to do that, trust me, he's going to do that.
Oh, he'll probably hand deliver that T-shirt.
He will hand deliver it. I know him. He will. So aside from what he's doing for my family, my mother, whatever, I just appreciate fine human beings. And I've never seen one thing show anything less than that being the case with Paulo Costa. And I wish him all the success. I really do.
I mean, we've talked in the past about having that sort of special, you know, it factor. I mean, yeah, I hate to call it that, but like he's so incredibly charismatic. He truly is. And, you know, it helps, Bruce, that he can also destroy people in the octagon.
So. Yeah, I can destroy him, but he's humble. You know, I think it's all obvious. I think our audience got it. So we were lucky because he's not an easy interview to get. I don't see him being interviewed by a lot of people. So we're very lucky. With that.
Well, I mean, he literally stopped training to do this interview. You could tell. I mean, he was still sweaty. So we were fortunate enough to get him. And yeah, that was awesome.
Very cool. And more UFC talk. Obviously, UFC Fight Night Saturday, August 1st. It's the first of five shows at the UFC Apex, of which I will be announcing four of them, starting on August 1st. I mean, you look here, you got Joanne Calderwood coming in against Jennifer Maia, which is, you know, Joanne's always fun to watch. Jennifer Maia's tough as tough can be.
Yeah, it's former Invicta champion.
Exactly. I was actually, you beat me to it. I did a little homework and was going to say that. And thank
you. Well, I'm at Invicta right now. You know, I'm sitting here in my quarantined room, hopefully going to get cleared by the end of the day, but I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, you will be hopefully. And,
well, I'm sure I'll be cleared. I just don't know if it'll happen today.
No, usually. Well, anyway, I know how it works with us. So I got to wait for that phone call. I got to wait that I don't get a phone call by 10 o'clock the following morning. But good luck with that.
That's kind of what it is. Well, like when it gets too long, Bruce, you're like, okay, is everything okay? This is one of those situations where it's no news is good news. You know what I mean?
It's like when I told you before, when I got the first AIDS test, you know, when I got my blood test, it tests for AIDS, you know, many years ago, you know, when you should test for, when you get a blood test, you should, if you're an active individual, you should always test for whatever, you know. And I remember that, you know, that was part of the thing. And when they called back, I called the doctor for the results and the doctor said, the lady said, hold on, the doctor wants to talk to you. And I had to sit on hold for a minute. And it's like, you know, you wonder what goes through your head. And not that I was worried about anything. It was just still, an STD panel, but still.
It's abnormal that the doctor wants to speak with you. You know what I mean? Like that must have been the longest minute of your life.
Yeah, it is, especially when he gets on the news and, you know, or he gets on the thing and he says, you know, I needed to talk to you. I go, okay, you're good. Everything's clear. Thanks, doc. I just had a heart attack off and on for about
What did he want? Do you remember what he actually wanted?
I think my cholesterol was probably a little higher than it should have been at the time. Which
and your blood pressure. Oh, my God.
It's all good. It's all good. Listen, as an adult, and I think it's important, whatever you do, you should always get an STD panel if you're an active adult. It's very important. It's just like anything else. You need to make sure that you're healthy for everybody else around you. You know?
I mean, health is health. Go take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. Exactly. It's the name of the game. So now, with that being said, and I don't know how we get off that subject, but – Anyway,
what we do here on It's Time.
Where's Sammy when you need her? I'd like to hear what her first blood test for that was too, how she freaked out. Okay. Now, COVID-19 news, getting back to UFC, excuse me, UFC on Saturday. Very exciting. Good solid show. Kevin Holland, Trevin Giles, Landa Bonata, Bobby Green, you know, coming in. Vicente Luque and Randy Brown, which should be a really good brawl. Frankie Saenz, Jonathan Martinez, Ed Herman, haven't seen him for a while, coming back with Gerald Mershart, and Ray Borg, who fought recently, and Nate Maness. Good card. Looking forward to it. I'll see you from the Octagon on Saturday. Let's go into some news here. The COVID-19 situation is worse than ever. Here in California now, I'm very unhappy to announce that we're surpassing Florida and Texas and becoming the number one state in the country.
Yeah, I mean, is it worse than ever, Bruce? Because I'm not saying that it's not.
It just seems like we're still in stage.
Right. I'm not saying that it's not worse than ever, but it's like worse than ever seems to change every week. And like, I don't know how bad it can get until it can't get worse. You know what I mean? Like, what is the ceiling for getting worse?
I don't know. Well, the ceiling for getting worse, obviously, is
right. Less infections, you know.
No.
Than last week. Right. No. Right.
Yeah.
So the ceiling is whatever is less than, you know, less of infections next week than the week before. You know what I mean? So it's like if we set the bar at 10 and next week we only have 8, then yes, 10 is worse than 8. So, but it just, I don't know. I want the worst to already be in the past.
I wanted to be in the past too, but we know the potential of it for reuniting and everything is in the future. We're going to go through this for 6 to 12 months. It's unavoidable, but
I thought the sun was supposed to kill it, Buff. What happened to that?
Yeah. Tell that to Arizona when it hit world record breaking COVID-19 cases with 110 degree temperatures. So I don't think that's really the issue.
No, look, it's bleach. You got to drink bleach.
I just want to open up the paper and look at the news sources that I look at and see that ICU beds are empty, that deaths are down, that infections are down, and that everybody's wearing their mask and doing what it takes so that this happens. You know,
it's not going to happen anytime soon.
No, I know. And I hate being a pessimist, but let's go on to some optimistic stuff. If there's ever anything optimistic to talk about.
I hope so. I mean, real world situations, it's very rare that we have optimistic stories, but let's go.
Yeah. Well, the California State Athletic Commission, or the California State, is now saying that boxing and mixed martial arts and sports are okay to resume in California without audiences. And I'm sure you have to have a certain amount of safety and protocol in place.
Right.
Obviously, the Taachi Palace was a place that Dana White and Powers That Be wanted to put on the UFC back in April. He said he would bring the show back there. I would venture to guess that with COVID-19, safety and protocol, everything set for the UFC Apex Center in Las Vegas, that unless we're on Fight Island, all shows will be run from Las Vegas until further notice. I don't see any shows in California until there's an audience to be had. That's just my layman's guess. Sure. I am not the power that be.
And my thing is this, if there's no audience, why would you ever leave the Apex? You know what I mean? If you're going to stay stateside, it just doesn't make any sense to have any extra cost to travel to a different place if you can't let people in.
Yeah, it does. Exactly right. It doesn't make any sense at all. All the safety protocols in place. And why go through spending a whole bunch of money to move everything? You know, it's a bad business decision.
It'd be great for you. That's a little bit less of a drive out there to Lemoore than Las Vegas. But,
you know, actually, it's about the same. It's 3 hours to Lemoore, and it's only takes me 4 to 4.5 to Vegas.
Okay. Well, sorry. You got a lead foot then.
105 miles average an hour on my last trip over there, which was a little crazy, I know, but it was an empty road.
Oh, my God.
My car can do 150, and, you know, I had to press the metal and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, just because it can do 150 doesn't mean it should do 150. But I was just going to say, once you get, like, north of Victorville, like, you're over it. Like, you just want to get there. It's just too long of a drive.
It's an easy drive. It's all good. I'm fine. Yeah.
If your car can go 105 miles an hour, I mean – you might as well, right? When in Rome.
I don't know why I admitted to breaking the speed limit, but it was just a test, folks. It was just a test.
Right, yeah. CHP guys that are waiting for Buffer to make that trek. We're just kidding. This is a show for entertainment purposes only.
Purposes only. Right. TJ, with sports opening up and everything, all I'm reading about every time I open the paper this morning, I'm reading about, you know, 19 baseball players testing positive here, 75 testing positive here. Players like for the Philadelphia Eagles, like Marcus Goodwin, who now is refusing to play.
Oh, the NFL, I don't think is going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either. In his case, all he could think about, and he just signed a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles, all he could think about is his five-year-old child. That's all he could think about.
Yeah.
And he should.
I don't think football as a whole is going to go off this year. I don't think we're going to see college football. You know, baseball and things like that. The nature of the game lends its, I mean, in baseball, every position you're essentially social distancing. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But like with football, those guys are literally on top of each other every play. I feel like even if someone were exposed or infected in baseball, it's not going to get around the way that we've seen with some of these football teams. And it just seems like a tall task to try to get football going where other stick and ball sports like baseball seem to be okay. I won't say they're doing great because I think the Marlins, the Miami Marlins, are now suspended from play until next Monday.
Because of the COVID cases?
Yeah, yeah, multiple players on that team, and I think their manager as well.
Yeah, no, it's really a problem. You know, you talk about baseball too. Fox, I know the Dodgers were using cardboard cutouts in the audience. Fox using CGI, you know, fan
reactions. I think that's ridiculous. I get rid of the fan reaction and the CGI.
Just watch the game.
I'm saying. I mean, if sports are going to take anything from the UFC, which – just by operating during this time, they already have taken something from the UFC.
Yeah.
Take the idea that we can hear and listen to the game in a completely different way than we ever have been able to before. And I'm sorry, I would love to hear baseball without piped in noise. What does that sound like when, you know, a walk-off home run happens? You know, like that is something special that we've never experienced before. We've seen that in the UFC with, you know, these strikes and things like that landing with such an impact that has never really been able to transfer through the television the way that it has. Embrace it, guys. Don't make a mockery of it.
Embrace it. And one thing I always love in baseball is hearing the crack of the bat on the ball.
Oh yeah.
And the audience in baseball, even though there's 50, sometimes it's 100,000, whatever the stadium is, the audience never overrides the excitement on the field. Such as the audience in the UFC can override anything from my announcing to what we're hearing. You hear everything with such clarity.
Yeah.
And I don't like comedy shows on TV when they put it in a laugh track. I just like everything to be real. But you know what? Let them do what they're going to do. They're going to find out what works right. And we'll see as things develop. We're all trying new stuff. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you know this or not, Patrick Mahomes just signed a $500 million deal.
I saw that. Yeah.
$500 million.
Yeah, that was a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, a few weeks ago. But now he's the king of Kansas City. He's becoming part of the Kansas City Royals. Owner. He's going to own the Royals baseball team. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's not shocking. We've seen a lot of athletes kind of get involved in other sports. Like, for example, Magic Johnson owns a chunk of the Dodgers.
Magic Johnson, for the record, is one of the best businessmen I've ever met in my life.
Yeah. I mean, and he has a love for everything that he does, it seems.
He's incredible.
You know, when he's on board, it's not like he's just licensing his name to anything. No. Like, he's getting his elbows dirty. You know, he's going to work.
He's got a Midas touch. He's done a lot for the black community. He's done a lot for areas here in Los Angeles. You know, the Magic Johnson Theaters, everything. I mean, he's an amazing businessman. He and his group that are together, his agent and partner, Lon Rosen, they do an amazing job. They really do.
Yeah. But what I was going to say, Bruce, it's a natural sort of transition, I think, for a lot of players to kind of get involved with that because at one point or another, their playing career is going to be over. What better way to continue your career, not necessarily maybe coaching, you know, in the same sport, but trying to get involved in the business side. Once you're a professional athlete and you've done those deals and know what it's like to, you know, be involved, whether it's in football or baseball or vice versa, I think, you know, as long as you have the ability and the mindset to be involved, you know, ownership and working with that front office and stuff is a fantastic transition.
Well, it's like I say to fighters in UFC, think beyond your guns because, you know, careers are short-lived. Some are long-lived, but there's no guarantees. Speaking about careers and speaking about throwing it down the tubes, you watch Ballers, right?
Yeah, I watched the season finale or series finale happened last year, I think.
Yeah, and well, who knows? They could bring it back. Such a popular show.
I don't think so.
Did you see with The Rock and another football player named Dana Stubblefield who was on the show?
I didn't see any.
They had a rivalry. They had a bit of a fight. Dana Stubblefield is a very, very well-known, you know, NFL player.
Okay.
His career now has gone down the tubes. He basically faces life in prison. What? This week he was found guilty of raping a mentally disabled woman stemming from a 2015 incident. Now, this is not an accusation. This is not a arrest that's been made. This is an ongoing thing. He was convicted. Okay. So he has been first arrested in 2016. He went on a babysitting website, invited the person to his Santa Clara home. Supposedly, they claim that she had some mental handicap issues. and a rape ensued, of which he has been found guilty. And the hearing is not till August 29th, but he could face up to 15 years in prison, to life in prison. He was married at the time of the incident. Since then, his wife has filed for divorce right before the allegations went public. They have two children together. It's amazing. We see people with a glorious career and they just go down. Now, I talk about this because the man has been convicted.
Right.
That means he's guilty. Okay.
Well, I don't know.
It's hard to comment.
There's nothing to say here. Like I'm happy we're on video because honestly, like the expression on my face, I think says it all, because there aren't words for that. There aren't, like, hearing it at first was shocking, and then you go into the description of it and the detail. I don't know what to say. It's just,
I actually don't want to go into the details that I was reading. I think it pretty well speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And we'll leave it at that. So did you hear what Mike Ditka said? I mean, I know Mike Ditka is tough as nails. He stands up for everything he believes. But in this PC society in which we live, Mike Ditka is quoted as saying that kneeling athletes should get the hell out of the country. Because it's, you know, I remember we had this argument when Kaepernick first made his stand, you know, taking his knee. And
Kaepernick.
I know. I realized I got that wrong.
It's all right.
And I meant that with all respect. I'm
giggling because you kill it every single time in the octagon. And then on this show, like, we see that you're fallible. It's good.
I'm human. I'm only human. I never make any bones about it. But
right.
I guess he's getting a little flack for that, but you know, people, this is an old school, old breed individual. And I can understand on one end why saying what we're saying, because other people I knew, including myself and my feelings at the time when that first happened, but there's so many changes have taken place since the first time that
haven't taken place.
Oh no.
Awareness has gotten bigger.
Here's
the thing about it, Bruce, and this is my issue with people that seem to get upset about players kneeling at football games. Them saying, like, look, it's not about that here. It's all about the game. We should be, you know, just the game and respect the flag, blah, 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 blah. They're also mad that there are peaceful protests as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's the issue. So it's like, okay, so you're going to critique peaceful protests. You're going to scream and holler about, you know, protests that turn violent, but you're also going to complain about someone kneeling in a football game. Like, isn't that better than the protest in your mind? Like, wouldn't that be better? Like, I don't know. Like,
I can't say what better is what not. It's just whatever's legal and proper, because everybody has a right to protest, and I hope the results are very positive. Listen, you do what you got to do as long as you're not breaking the law and doing it the wrong way, as we've witnessed over the last few months and some of the things that have happened. You know, one of the other things that's going on because this COVID-19 thing is that because breweries are not making kegs of beer, because they're not serving tons of beer in restaurants and bars, right, being closed, now there is a shortage of aluminum cans in this country. Yep.
You think there'd be an abundance of aluminum cans? Yep.
If you want to get a 12-ounce aluminum can right now, the problem is prompting viewers like Molson Coors, Carl Strauss, to cut back on the number of brands they're selling because they're not able to stock it. They're not able to create the demand.
How is that, though? They've never stopped making aluminum cans for soda.
Beer sold in cans accounted for 50% of all beer sold in 2010, 60% in 2019.
Right, but they make soda buff. Like, soda's in aluminum cans. I don't understand.
But see, there's been this demand, and since the bars and the restaurants have gone down, the production for beer demand has gone up, therefore more cans are needed, therefore causing the shortage.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
Well, you might see some brands which are not going to be stocked. You know,
I mean, we're seeing that already. Like, have you been able to buy like sanitary bleach wipes or anything like that? Like, I haven't seen a bleach wipe in a store in 4 months.
I haven't looked for one because I stocked up a little bit, and I don't have a large supply of needs for that. But
I thought you were going to say I don't have to look for them because I have a cleaning lady.
Yeah. No. Well, I have that too, but I also do cleaning myself. Look, she's not here this week. I got to do my laundry before I go to UFC. So
that's funny.
And I'm quite adept at doing laundry these days. I actually do quite a good job. So we'll see. Hey, listen, TJ, there's a couple like feel good stories here I want to go over.
Okay, let's hear them.
And one is this situation happened. You know, we talk about the lottery, right?
Right.
So let's say that I said to you, hey, if I ever won the lottery, TJ, I'm going to split it with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 28 years later,
yeah,
I win $22 million.
Okay.
Would you be upset if I didn't split it with you?
I would probably forget, so we won't have to worry about that. But I would appreciate it if you called me up and said, hey, 28 years ago, I said if I ever won the lottery, I'd hook you up, and, well, I won the lottery.
Well, kudos to a man named Thomas Cook, because 22 years ago, he told his best friend, Joseph Feeney, that if he ever won the lottery, and he's from Wisconsin, that he would split it with him. Well, Joseph Cook just won $22 million.
Wow.
And he is giving his friend, Joseph Feeney, and I'm looking at this picture of this both of them with their wives, a beautiful picture, but he is going ahead and he is giving him $11 million.
How does that work? Does he have to claim all of the money and then he awards that to his buddy? Because there's taxes involved with that,
you
right?
choose the cat. There's two ways to do it. If you get the money and you give the money, then you can write off the money you give off your taxes and they're responsible. In this case, they had a choice of taking a cash bulk sum of $16.7 million, which means they each took home $5.7 million after taxes, which is theirs to do whatever they want.
But he's not like the friend who is being gifted this money is not obligated to pay the taxes based on winning himself because he did not win himself.
No,
you understand what I'm saying?
No, you go in and you say, I won this with my friend.
Oh, okay.
That's why you're splitting
it. Okay, got it.
Once they get the money, the taxes have already been paid. So there are no tax liabilities. They have $5.7 million now to do whatever they want with.
That's great. That's awesome.
It's very cool.
But I mean, he wins 20 some million and walks away with five because he gave half to his buddy?
After taxes. $16.7 million cash,
okay,
and then after taxes, you got to figure
split it up,
and that's what it comes to.
I'm just saying, reports, $20 million winner, and he's just walking away with a little bit over five.
Mm-hmm. Be happy.
I mean that's even more credit to that man.
He gave half away to pay taxes, and taxes is 50% minimum.
Right, but I'm saying, he won $20 million, and he's walking away with five. He's walking with 25%. That's crazy.
Hey, listen, he's walking away with millions. He's happy.
Oh, I agree. But, I mean, nowadays, Buff, you know this better than anybody. We've seen it time and time again with pro athletes. Just because you come upon multiple millions of dollars in your life, if you're not smart, that money is going to be gone.
We'll find out. Everybody comes out of the woodwork. Everybody comes out. Every family member you know is going to be after you for something. Hey, TJ, you eat at Red Lobster?
No.
Okay. Well, Red Lobster is known for selling what? Lobsters.
Lobster.
Right? And they're usually red lobsters, right?
Well, okay. When you cook lobster, don't they all turn red? I don't know.
Yeah, they do. Well, here's the thing. There is such a thing as a blue lobster, which is a very rare, rare lobster.
Okay.
So in Akron, right? In Akron, Ohio.
Akron.
Akron, sorry. Here we go again. A Red Lobster employee was doing found a blue lobster in a delivery to a Cuyahoga Falls eatery, right?
Uh-huh.
The delivery of lobsters came in. About one out of every 2 million lobsters is blue. Okay.
Really?
One out of every 2 million.
Wow.
Very, very rare. He noticed the blue lobster in this batch of lobsters that came in, and he saved its life. And pulled it from being cooked in the restaurant. I know it sounds crazy, and I know it's a lobster. You might think, well, they don't have a brain, they don't have this. You know what? I think it's a great story. The man found a blue lobster in a sea of red lobsters, pulled it, and it found to be one of the rare lobsters, and they're putting back into habitation.
Wait, lobsters don't have brains?
No, I'm saying if you look, well, it's probably a very small brain. I'm just saying it's still a living creature. So
right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, I heard you say that and I was like, wait, are they like jellyfish?
No. I'm sure they have a brain. They have an exoskeleton and I'm sure there's a brain inside for sure. So,
I mean, that's the problem with those dang lobsters. And this is why I think I don't eat seafood. It's like, they look like bugs.
Before you have a lobster, that's what they call them, bugs. And they have crayfish. You ever eaten crayfish?
Hang on. Wow. No. You were onto something. Lobsters don't have brains.
Oh, they don't. Okay.
No, they also do not feel pain.
Well, that's why you stick them in hot water.
That's why you stick them in hot water, sure, because they don't feel pain. Not because you want to eat them.
Listen, before you have your lobster dinner and you open your bottle of wine, TJ, we talked about it in the show, but I'm very happy to announce that yesterday in Kentucky, in a factory, my partners in my brewery, whatever the term is to be called for it, but we started rolling out Puncher's Chance bourbon.
Look at that. That's real?
This is real. This is my release. It'll be happening and released in 8 states
in
the United States starting in September. We're going to roll out about 12,500 cases. Cases are already starting to be packaged there. This all started yesterday. See
wow,
all that?
Yeah, it looks great.
And one little more, a little tidbit here.
Are you a bourbon drinker?
Yes, I happen. I mean, I don't drink a lot.
Right.
But when I do drink, I enjoy a fine bourbon. Yes, I
see. I don't drink at all. But I mean, you know, my dad was giving me tastes of booze when I was a small kid.
Can you see that? I'm so proud of this. That's the bottle that's rolling out. Is that
that's awesome?
Incredible?
That's amazing. Yeah. That's absolutely amazing. But I will say, again, not a drinker myself, but if I were to drink anything, it would be bourbon. Bourbon actually has a real sort of flavor to it, a taste, if you will.
Well, let me tell you something about bourbon. When they make bourbon, like in Scotch, you need to have age casks, you know, 12 years, 20 years, whatever.
Right.
Bourbon, they take those age casks that Scotch was made in that have already mm-hmm. been around forever, and that's where they make the bourbon, which can be refined and distilled to the point to be able to be drunk within a year.
How long does it take to brew?
Within a year. You can do it within a year, yeah.
Got it. Okay. So,
done correctly. This bourbon that we have, we secured about 100,000 barrels, mm-hmm. right? It is, I'm telling you, you pick the finest, whether it's a Maker's Mark or the finest bourbon out there, we will be competing as one of the top shelf finest bourbons on the market.
So you're saying, as far as, you know, premier bourbons go, you've got a puncher's chance.
I got a puncher's chance. And the reason I love puncher's chance, because I am all about puncher's chance, which is all about the underdog, that one chance that you can throw that one punch to win in life, whether it's Rocky against Apollo Creed, whether it's any of us when we get knocked down. I am all about getting up, as Rocky said, moving forward and punching harder than ever and being the best you can be. You know that about me, TJ. And that's why my bourbon is called Puncher's Chance. I want to get across that attitude, and I have a lot of people ready to come on board to promote it. But right now, we're starting off here. Next year we're going to explode.
That's great. I'm excited to try to get my hands on it. You said 8 states are going to have access to it?
Yeah, we're going to be coming out in California, Florida, Massachusetts, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Texas over like the course of September through November.
I appreciate you getting it into Minnesota like I asked, you know, for all my family.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know we know where people drink.
Oh man.
We've done our research. We know what's up.
Is it something that someone could buy online down the road or anything like
that? I'll be announcing all of that right now. It's mainly the distributor who has distributed all the major markets. Also, we're going to be in Vons, Albertsons, and Pavilions.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it'll be all over. I will make announcements where you can get it. Obviously, there'll be a website where I'm sure you can order. But right now, the initial outrun, half of it's already taken.
Wow. That's great.
60,000 bottles are already gone.
Wow. And people haven't even tasted it yet.
I have.
Well, you have.
I'll have a bottle here in the next 2 weeks or a couple cases. So if you get yourself up here.
Sure.
One day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice little swig.
I mean, after the pandemic.
After the pandemic. Yes. We have to be very careful of things. TJ, I got to say again, you know, my Cameo orders coming in, all these orders coming in.
Don't even get me started.
No, I'm not. But I got to say, for me, it's been so busy. And everybody, again, thank you for your video and audio orders coming into brucebuffer.com. I just put up a brand new website at brucebuffer.com. Go ahead and check it out.
Nice.
Everybody watching us on video on the show, please subscribe to It's Time on our YouTube channel. The more subscribers we get, as TJ and I promise you, once the UFC has fans allowed in the audience again, I will be giving away tickets. But before then, I will be giving away other things. So please, the more subscribers we get, the happier we can make you with giveaways that I would like to have, because we love our audience internationally. It's growing every week. Very excited. TJ, I know you're an Invicta. Let's sign off. Tell people what's up.
Real quick, before we get to that, I was just going to say we have a marketing department that is budding and coming together.
Yeah.
So we'll have some promotional things right there. But I lowered my Cameo price, Buff. Okay. Oh. It's now just $5. $5.
Jesus, TJ.
It's the same as a monster truck price. Like if you want to go see monster trucks, you can get tickets for $5. So if you want a Cameo where I do something, I don't know, pretend you're a fighter and like give the walk, you know, info or something like that, or create your own fight ending call, go over to Cameo, cameo.com/TJDeSantis, $5. I'll say whatever you want me to say. So
go and do it. Grab TJ, because if you come over to Bruce Buffer, it's going to cost you $2.99. So
right, exactly.
I think you're getting a great buy for $5 with TJ. TJ, you're undercutting yourself, but that's okay.
Hey,
no one was buying at 25. So, you know, I can always up it. So $5, I'll say something and it'll be amazing. In the meantime, if you want to hear what I do when people actually pay me real money, you can watch Invicta FC coming up this Thursday night. I guess that's the same day that this airs. So tonight on UFC Fight Pass, we have an exciting six fight card. It kicks off at, I believe, 7 p.m. Central. That's 8 in the East, 5 in the West. And you can watch it live on Fight Pass.
Fantastic. Have a good show. I'll have a good show on Saturday from UFC. I'm looking forward to it. Everybody out there, again, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for enjoying Puncher's Chance. When it comes out, we'll be talking more about this. And with that being said, everybody have a great week and set your goals. Write them down. Be a role model to your sphere of influence. It's important to know the importance of what you're doing and feel passion for what you're doing. So when you set on that path, you perform, you be the best you can be, because then you're winning. Whether you're number one, it doesn't matter. Be the best you can be and you're winning. That's what we talk about on It's Time Radio. That's what I'm all about in my life. Everybody, take your puncher's chance. Get out there and have a great week. Love you all. Buffer out.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Touch-free QR code payments. No seller fees until 2021. Not applicable to PayPal Here transactions. Other fees may apply. Shop safe with PayPal.
With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming,
hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account slash household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.